Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Let's go to email. I'll go to your calls in just a second. Email from Cody. Roy, I haven't had faith in any of the institutions you mentioned for quite some time, especially when it comes to government. We're upside down as a nation with no direction. 800-263-2428. Carol, by the way, writes to Roy at roygreenshow.com. I lost faith in government a long time ago. COVID-19 is just exposing everything I already believed. Our politicians lack knowledge, credibility, and a vision for positive change. This is disturbing, and it's very concerning. Let's go to Mark in Edmonton on the Roy Green Show on the Corus Radio Network. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Roy?
Thank you. I'm doing just fine. So what is it that's causing you, if it is causing you, to disconnect from the institutions, government, and your neighbors?
Well, I mean, I have no issue with the people of Canada. I think our neighbors are great people. I have an issue with politicians who, in essence, constantly put out propaganda and then do not practice what they preach. I mean, I don't know if you can remember our fine prime minister. This is the same prime minister who talks to Canada yesterday in a condescending tone and a threatening manner in which if you do not behave, I will punish you like you're a petulant child. This is the same prime minister that couldn't live within his rules going back to Easter.
Yeah.
I mean, he couldn't help but cross borders. And,
Mark, let me ask you, because I get the Trudeau part for you. I understand that, and I have my difficulties with this prime minister as well, as you probably have surmised. But Is it essentially the political institutions and particularly this federal government that has caused you to disconnect, or is there more? You said you didn't have a problem with your fellow Canadians. Is it just government? Because it's fairly standard that Canadians are upset with something governments do, some level of government. Is that the fundamental cause of your concern, or is there more growing?
Well, Roy, that would probably be the fundamental cause, but the reality is when you have people constantly preaching that we're all in this together,
yet, yeah, that's
what have
a weak
done
message.
The airline industry, Roy. I mean,
I know.
What have they done to tourism? They talk the game, but they don't walk the walk.
Yeah, the cliches have become, thank you, Mark, for the call. I appreciate it. In Edmonton, the cliches have become a little weary, haven't they? We're all in this together. Chris is in Stony Creek, Ontario. How are you, Chris?
How are you, sir? Great show, and
I just want to say
how great it is to, some of your guests and stuff. So let me answer this question quickly for you. I think that these notions and these feelings that we have for our, with the people that we live around, that we interact with every day when it comes to our government, I think they were always there. I think it's just been exacerbated now because of COVID, I think in terms of, mainstream media, I think there's always been this kind of skepticism when it comes to mainstream media, and now that we essentially really need to listen to mainstream media, you're really getting this kind of situation where gas is being poured on the fire, where red zones and green zones and lockdowns and all this stuff. Like, I mean, before we can even get to a commonality of that, we need to get to a commonality of, do we believe COVID or do we not believe COVID? I mean, there was even a lady at the grocery store today where her father had passed away, and I was talking to her, and she starts telling me that she doesn't even believe COVID even exists.
Well, it does exist. You and I both know that it does exist. I'm just wondering.
Of course it does.
I'm just wondering. Like Daryl Bricker said, over the last 6 months, particularly this issue of unease with our society, with our neighbors, with our institutions, is just growing, and it really is a significant issue, a significant challenge, because societies break down when it becomes too challenged. Has government action, what you've just described over the last 2 minutes, has that opened the door for more issues? Like, why are we shouting at each other? Why are we getting so uncomfortable with each other Go back to standing in line at a grocery store or to check out somewhere. If you're not 6 feet away from the next person, you get reprimanded. I walked into it. Look, I forgot the other day. I just got out of my car and I did what I always have done for years. I walked to an establishment without my mask and I made the horrendous error of stepping 10 feet inside the door. And I got corrected.
You know what? I think it really comes down to how it affects your life. You know, really.
Do you trust your neighbors, Chris? Do you trust your neighbors? Do you trust your neighbors to do the right thing?
You know what? In general, I do, but I still feel that I have to protect myself. You know what I mean? And
I do know what
you
mean.
Question, and you know what? To answer your question, I mean, when something, you know, when people say things that you don't really agree, but it doesn't affect you, then you kind of say, well, that person's an idiot, and you kind of move on. But now this is a situation where your life is being affected. You know what I mean? It's life or death. Like, let me give you a quick example.
As a
business owner, you know, when it comes to government, they can do whatever they want. You know what I mean, right? You can run your business as you see fit. Now, all of a sudden, you know, rightfully so, the government is kind of interacting with your business, locking it down, saying that you can't open your business and all these things. So I think what's happening now is it's coming to the point now where now it's a life or death situation. So you really need to kind of face up to it.
Are you a small business owner?
Yes, sir.
And so I want to keep you for just a little longer. How are things for you right now? How are things for you?
So, you know, what I've seen when it comes to the economy is it really depends on what kind of market you're in. If it has anything to do with some sort of health and safety aspect, then you're essentially kind of really busy. You're kind of blowing up. If it's something not to do with health and safety, then you're really, really, really struggling. Now, that being said, even if you are in a health and safety sector, you know, absenteeism is huge right now. Productivity is huge right now. You know what I mean, right? Getting supplies coming from the United States, huge right now. Price increases, huge right now.
I got you, Chris. Thank you so much for the call, sir, and all the best to your business and going forward and during these difficult times. Thank you for the call. In Johnny's Lake, Alberta, Rob's on the line. Rob, thank you for the call, sir. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Roy. I know your time's short, so a few bullet points. First of all...
you take all the time you want, Rob. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. First of all, the people in my neighborhood, I live in a rural area outside of Edmonton. Most of the time when I go in, even though we're all wearing our masks and we can't see our smiles, the smiles in the eyes, and most people are very polite, and if somebody accidentally gets a little too close or walks in the door without their mask on and realizes it at the last second, like I've done probably 5 or 6 times now and had to run back out to my vehicle to go and get it, everyone has been very nice. What I am afraid of is what I'm hearing from our government. I'll say very quickly, something we've been hearing not just from our country, but from others, and that's Build Back Better. It sounds to me like there's an agenda going on, liberal leaning. Canada's being very, very soft on China, and Trudeau has said in the past,
okay. No, I want to keep it at home now, okay? Because it's about us. So I'm just wondering. Rob. I'm just wondering when you said that there's this general sort of a congenial atmosphere in your town. But you're in a rural area, so people understand each other better. And I'm thinking that it's more likely to be a congenial and trusting attitude in a smaller community that's rural than in a huge urban area where you don't really know who's next door to you most of the time.
In a lot of ways, our neighbors are very spread far and few between. But we tend to get to know a lot of them. What happens is the wave as you're driving past someone down the road and whatnot, it's a general feeling of we trust everyone.
So your dissatisfaction, if you're tuning out, it's with government. You're not tuning out from your neighbors. You have trust in your neighbors, but you don't trust your government. Thank you for the call, Rob.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.